Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever thought about what your last words would be before you leave this world? What would you say to your children or to your grandchildren as their final memory of you? Of course, some of you have already done this on a smaller scale if you've handed over your company or your business to them, or given them your medical practice, or the clients of your financial planning portfolio. What advice did you give them before you handed over the reins? Now, I'll never have to worry about that here at Immaculate Conception Church, because I intend to leave here feet first. You know what that means, right? But I do sometimes wonder, what were Monsignor Galvin's final words before he died? What advice did he give? He probably said, "Don't screw it up." But long before he died, he had galvanized many priests, many young men. He taught them, not only by his words, but above all, by his example. That's what it means to have been galvanized as a priest here. What will your lasting legacy be? In the first reading today, we see that the great King David is coming to the end of his days. And what were his parting words of wisdom to his son Solomon? He says, "Take courage and be a man. Keep the mandates of the Lord, your God. Follow his ways, observing his statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees." In other words, you could say King David was galvanizing his son Solomon to be a king. You see, David had galvanized his son not only with his words, but above all by his actions. Not only by his sins, like committing adultery, but also by his sorrow for sin, like writing Psalm 51, the great Miserere, "Lord have mercy." The Harvard philosopher William James once said, "I would sin like King David if only I could repent like King David." David's lasting legacy was galvanizing his son Solomon. Recently, I gave a day of reflection to our school teachers where I shared with them 10 things I have learned in 20 years as a priest. I don't know if they learned anything from it, but it was a great exercise for me. I was trying to write down what would be my lasting legacy. Every time I go home to visit my parents now, I feel I need to record our conversations. They are sharing with me their lasting legacy. I would invite you to do the same. Take some time to write down the top 10 lessons you have learned in life. Give examples of how you lived these lessons, or maybe failed to live them, but tried. And how you hope your children and grandchildren might benefit from them. Maybe your lesson will simply be, don't screw things up. But like King David, you and I too will eventually go the way of all flesh. Before we do, though, we should galvanize others. Praised be Jesus Christ.